Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One of my themes coming off the top of the show was mulligan. I gave you a take that I wished I could have a mulligan on, something I feel like, wish I could take that back. I'll tell you something else that apparently I thought I was right, but maybe I need a mulligan, and that is St. John's and Rick Pitino. I was on the air a few weeks ago, and Rick Pitino absolutely crushed his own players, his team, really his recruiting, his coaching staff. He just ripped everybody after they blew a big lead to Seton Hall in mid-February, February 19th. And he called his team slow, and I thought, oh my God, is he like losing it? What's going on here? And then all they've done since that is he wore a white suit and they started winning. And so maybe this was the plan, or maybe it just worked out that way. To talk about St. John's, March Madness, number one seeds, Big East Tournament, and all things college hoops, we bring in Zach Braziller from the New York Post. Hey, Zach, how are you?
What's up, Lori? How are you?
I'm doing well. So help me out here with this Rick Pitino St. John's thing. I thought that, all right, maybe he's lost it now. This strategy seems like he threw his entire team under the bus. This seemed like he's going to lose recruits over this. This is terrible. And then all they seem to do since that happened is win. Was this a plan, or did it just work out that way?
I mean, he said it was a plan. I mean, who knows? Like, you know, he's, look, behind closed doors, he's said worse. He's notorious. He's hard to play for. He's incredibly demanding. But, hey, look, they've played really well since. They've won five in a row. They're firmly on the bubble. I think if they beat Seton Hall on Thursday in the Big East tournament, they're going to make the tournament. You know, it's worked since then. Now, look, the first game after the comments, they almost lost to Georgetown. They played a really bad defensive game. So, but then they followed it up with two great wins. Then they take care of DePaul and Georgetown this past week. And, you know, they're looking like they're going to make the tournament if they can beat Seton Hall here. It's going to be a fascinating game. Seton Hall swept them, and you know, the second Seton Hall game started all this. They blew a 19-point lead. I think they're more talented than Seton Hall. Seton Hall is a really tough team, though. They play incredibly hard, and they've given St. John's problems. Thursday is going to be a lot of fun, I'll tell you.
So you're saying, you know, by your judgment, St. John still has a little bit of work to do. They need that win versus Seton Hall in order to qualify for the NCAA tournament.
I think to be safe, you know, I mean, look, most projections right now have them last four in.
Okay.
And if you're last four in,
yeah,
you know, anything could happen. There are bid stealers, other bubble teams. It's, you know, I still think there's a wide variance here with them. But most of the experts who follow this stuff think if they beat Seton Hall, they're going to make it, whether it's Dayton, whether it's, you know, the main draw. Think they're going to make it. Look, Villanova, who they beat twice going 0-2 this week, to me didn't help them. But I have a hard time seeing, you know, a team that finished fifth in the league get to the Big East Tournament semifinals is going to get left out, especially when you factor in Rick Pitino. You never know here. You know, everyone is guessing. We don't know exactly what the committee's thinking. you know, there are now a million bracketologists out there.
Right.
But I do think if they win Thursday, they're safe. I think they can get to Dayton by losing Thursday, but I think it would be, you know, a 50-50 proposition.
What's been the key to the turnaround besides Patino telling them all that they're slow and wearing a white suit?
I mean, look, they played much better defensively. Two of their transfers from the Ivy League, Chris Ledlam and Jordan Dingle, have been much better of late. Dingle's been scoring. Ledlam's been playing great defense, kind of their glue guy.
Yep.
The point guard, Danis Jenkins, has been great all year. He hasn't had enough help on a consistent basis. And now with, you know, Dingle and Ledlam playing better, that's helped. But, look, even when they lost 8 of 10, they were in all these games. You know, I think they, in that stretch of 8 of those losses, they had the lead in halftime in 5 of them. They were having an issue with second half. So, you know, I think it almost kind of got to be a mental thing with them.
Yep.
In some of these second halves where they would have a lead and they were just trying to get in their head. But I think after they won a few of those games, they were able to play well in the second half. That's given them a ton of confidence because they were never far off. I mean, they could easily right now be solidly in. Look, they lose by 1 at Creighton. Game they easily could have won, moved by 1 at home to Marquette, game they easily could have won, 2 of the best teams in the league, should have won the game against Seton Hall when they beat 19-point lead. There have been others. So, like, you know, they were never that far off. They just needed to find a way to win some games that they were finding ways to lose, and maybe they've done that.
Yeah, and then it becomes a little bit of a muscle memory and an expectation and a confidence and all of that. So, you mentioned Seton Hall being maybe a little less talented but a tough team. Who's done a better coaching job this season, in your opinion, Rick Pitino or Shaheen Holloway?
No, look, it's different. You know, Holloway returned his 3 best players, Kadari Richmond, Dre Davis, and Alamir Dawes. That's obviously a huge factor. St. John's had a completely new team. You know, Pitino told me, look, you know, after those comments we talked and an off-the-record talk, and he said, he's the coach. He's the one who gets the credit and the blame. You could say, like, he should have done a better job in the second half and during that losing stretch, but for some reason, the ball didn't bounce that way. I think Holloway's done a great job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this team is not that talented. They have the 3 guys I mentioned, and they really, you know, and to beat UConn at home, to beat Marquette, to win at Providence, to win at Butler, you know, he's done a great job, especially when you look at the first 2 months of the year. Just did not look like a good team. They really struggled in non-conference. That's why their metrics are so bad. I mean, Holloway, to me, has probably done the best job of any coach in the league after Dan Hurley. He's, you know, to get this team in the tournament, I think Seton Hall makes it even without beating St. John's on Thursday, is a tremendous job by Holloway.
All right, you mentioned the Big East tournament, and I remember a time, it's not that long ago, but certainly go back a decade and more, but a decade. The Big East tournament used to have so much juice, so much buzz, and you'd go to the Garden, and it was a who's who of coaches. And if I think about, you know, over the history of the league, obviously, you know, incredible, you know, but still, like, Boeheim and Calhoun and, John Thompson, and later it was Pitino and all of this stuff. And just, it had a buzz to it. And then it felt like the Big East tournament lost some of that luster. What are you expecting now for the conference with the season they've had and with Rick Pitino is back in the Big East and Shaheen Holloway is coaching his tail off and suddenly the league feels like it's getting back some of that energy. What are you expecting the atmosphere, the buzz, the juice, describe for people what it's going to feel like at the Big East tournament?
Yeah, look, it's never going to be what it was. There's no question about that. But to me, the Big East is outside the Big 12 and maybe the SEC. I think they're probably similar to the SEC. It's as good as any league out there. The coaching power now with Hurley and Pitino, Shaka Smart, Sean Miller, you know, Ed Cooley, even though obviously he's first year, Georgetown has struggled. I mean, the league now kind of has started to get back that star power
coaching roster. Yeah.
Right. It is. I mean, Greg, you know, McDermott at Creighton, who's obviously become one of the elite coaches in the country. The league is definitely getting back to what it was. And I think it's a fascinating tournament because you have, I think, the best team in the country in UConn. You have two Final Four contenders, Creighton and Marquette. You have Seton Hall's in, and then you have, you know, three other bubble teams with St. John's, Villanova, and Providence, all who, you know, need at least one win. I think that will do it for St. John's. Providence and Villanova, some think, maybe need two. So, yeah, I mean, so you have the top-heavy three really good teams, and then you have a bunch of teams that could be dangerous. And then you throw the Garden, and look, the UConn sessions are, you know, going to be absolutely electric. The prices for when UConn plays are through the roof. I think it's going to be a great tournament, and, you know, more kind of, it's never going to be what it was, there's no doubt, but I think it's going to be, it's getting closer to, you know, to maybe what it was, or at least kind of, you know, a percentage of what it was.
Yeah, I've sat there at the Big East tournament as a member of the media, you know, and especially in that heyday time, and it was super cool to watch and all those coaches roaming on the sidelines. I've also, before that, remember sitting a co-host of mine. I was working at the time for a station, WCTC in Central Jersey, and a co-host of mine at the time was a recent Syracuse graduate, and we went to the Big East tournament, and it was the year that we sat in the in the Q student section, and it was the year that Jerry McNamara was a senior, and they had, you know, they were, Syracuse was on the outside looking in, and they went on that ridiculous run and upset everybody and won the tournament and got to the dance, and it just the electricity in the Garden. So if you get a chance, Big East tournament is really, really fun. You mentioned UConn, Zach, and being the best team in the country. And I've had that belief for most of the season. But I'm looking around, and as you said, there's a million bracketologists now and whatever. And that number one overall seed line, Houston, Purdue, UConn, how do you see those number one overall seeds going? The number one seeds. And then in terms of UConn, I mean, does it matter at this point if they're number one overall or what bracket they get or any of this? You know, does it, how they do in the Big East tournament, is anything going to matter, or they'll just be a number one seed and probably be the number one seed in the East?
Yeah, I mean, right now I think Houston's the one, the best. They won the league of the best conference in the country. They have a ton of tremendous wins. I think
they also just destroyed Kansas. I mean, I understand there's injuries, but they just destroyed Kansas over the weekend.
Yeah, look, I don't think it matters. UConn's going to be the one seed in the East. They'll start in Brooklyn. They'll go to Boston the second weekend, as long as they win there too, which you would expect they would. You know, I think Carolina, if they're not the last one, will be the number two in the East.
Yep.
Man, would that be a phenomenal Elite Eight? Carolina, UConn, and Boston. I mean, yeah, look, I don't think it's that important to be the overall one seed. They're going to be the one in the East. I mean, look, not that it'll happen, but they could lose the Big East quarterfinal to Xavier Butler, and they're still going to be the one seed in the East. That's a lock. You know, the one question is the last number one. Is it Tennessee? Is it Carolina? Arizona, maybe, even if they can win the Pac-12 title, could make a run at that. But, yeah, it's UConn is all locked into the one in the East. They're not going to have to get on a plane for the Final Four.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, the one thing you would want to avoid would be, though, if you are the 3 or 4 overall, is you don't, I mean, all those teams you said, you know, UNC, Tennessee, Arizona, whatever, you don't want to get, you know, who's going to be your number 2 seed. And, you know, you mentioned Carolina. I'm sure you probably watched it, but I thought Carolina Duke was, you know, an incredibly fun game. Did you see the Kyle Filipowski, you know, trip or play of Harrison Ingram? And with all the controversy of the, you know, storming the court with Filipowski, and certainly I do worry about players getting hurt and all of that, but it just feels like Duke has, you know, a little bit of a, a history that you worry about, and then you see that play. Does that look like a dirty play to you?
Yeah, I didn't. Look, he denied it. He said he didn't know where Ingram was. I think it was pretty apparent it was a trip. There's no question about it. And you throw in the Cameron Crazies throwing trash at the taunting Carolina players, and Shire apologizing to the Duke fans instead of, you know, apologizing for the trash being thrown on the court. It was not a good look for Duke. And, you know, Duke had played really well. They did. But if you look at it with their results against tournament teams, they're 4-3. They got swept by Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're good, but their ceiling might not be as high as we think, just because you look at who they've played and, you know, and some of their performances against top competition. You know, once they get into the Sweet 16, Elite Eight, I have my doubts that this is a team that's going to make a big run.
Yeah, another thing I found interesting, and in watching that game, and obviously it was a theme throughout, but the Carolina defense. And normally, you know, for people who are going to be filling out their NCAA brackets pretty soon, I always think that it feels a lot of times like the teams with an elite offense who can outscore you end up doing well in the tournament, and that's so important. But every once in a while, there is like a Virginia or somebody who comes along and just has a crushing defense and is able to get it done. What do you think of this Carolina team and that defense, and how, you know, what we can expect come the tournament?
Yeah, that's been a huge change for them. Last year, when they had such a disappointing season, they were the preseason number one, didn't even make the tournament. They really struggled on defense. And, like, let's not pretend like this is still a very good offensive team, too. But look, they're fifth in defensive efficiency in the country. Their transfer portal edge, Cormac Ryan and Ingram, have been terrific defenders. They're a vastly improved defensive team from a year ago. I don't think anyone would have predicted they'd have a top 5 defense. And when you factor in just how good they are on offense, they're with Baycott and RG Davis, and obviously Ryan and Ingram can score the ball as well. Yeah, like, I think they're a legit title contender. They haven't been great over the last month, but maybe that was good. Maybe it kind of, you know, kicked them into gear a little bit, because they certainly played really well the other night.
All right, last topic before I let you go. Over the time that you obviously, I always call you Slash. You cover a lot of different sports. You're the not even triple, quadruple threat. You cover a lot. But college is definitely, you know, one of your central things, whether it's college football, college basketball. Over the time you've been now for years covering college basketball, focused on college basketball, how much have things changed, or what, you know, are you following the evolution of the women's college basketball game and what's been going on right now with women's college basketball feeling like it is ascending in attention?
Yeah, I mean, there's no question about it. You know, I wrote a Caitlin Clark column last Sunday when she broke the record. And, you know, I wrote last year at the men's Final Four, I was kind of thinking, as fun as it was to see, you know, UConn's dominance, the women's Final Four was so much more interesting. The storylines were much better. I wished I was, you know, covering that honestly last year. It's, you know, look, it's just so different because in women, the players stay 3 or 4 years.
Right.
They kind of create a following, and now NIL has kind of created, you know, has created even more of it for them.
Yep.
And then, you know, the best players for the most part are one and done or don't even go to college. It's, you know, they're so different, obviously, but yeah, it's become obviously much bigger. And, you know, I'm really interested to see kind of what happens with Clark in the WNBA, and could she help grow that even more? And we all see the WNBA here with the Liberty, and, you know, I think people were very excited about them this past year. And, yeah, look at how basketball's grown. And, I mean, this March, it's going to be, you know, see how far Clark can go. You know, see what happens, obviously, with South Carolina and LSU. And, you know, you have these big stars. It's a lot of fun. And I think it's great to see it, you know. I know some people take in the opinion, well, the women is more interesting than the men, and it's bad for the men's game. I don't see it as bad for the men's game. I think it's just great for college athletics in a whole that more people are now interested in women along with the men.
Yeah, and just like we talked about the tripping with Duke and Carolina and how great a rivalry that is. I mean, for years, UConn-Tennessee was a big rivalry in women's college basketball, but certainly South Carolina and LSU are now a, you know, major rivalry of two of the best teams in the country that easily could be two Final Four teams. And as we saw today, there was a bit of a brawl that broke out, and a player is going to be suspended for the first game of the SEC tournament. And, you know, it's I just think, you know, and there are people who can look at that, and you obviously don't want that, and you don't want to see that, but the intensity and the rivalry and the physicality of it, or a player like a Caitlin Clark hitting logo threes and stuff like that, you know, it's just been fun to watch the attention, I think, that is now coming to the women's game, as you say, along with the men's.
Yeah, look, there's room for both.
Yeah.
You know, I know there's people that take, you know, bad for the men's game. I don't see that. I think it's good for both. And, you know, the fact that people are really going to watch both and are really interested in both is great. I mean, the more eyeballs, the better.
Yep. Zach Braziller, thank you for the time. Always appreciate it. You should be following him at the Post and online. Zach, appreciate the time. Catch up with you soon.
Okay, my pleasure.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.